You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
We are the Unpack Podcast, now from AcmePackingCompany.com and SB Nation, on Twitter at the Unpack Pod, on Instagram at the Unpack Pod. Why are we on Instagram, you ask? I don't know. Pictures of my dog, screenshots of us right now being idiots. I'll take a screenshot right now. Look at that. All right. We're all looking at the camera. Real cool. You know, that kind of stuff. That's what you get on Instagram. The Packers lost. Life is meaningless, but let's have some fun anyway. I am at Zach Rapport, at Zach Rapport on Twitter, sitting in my home office in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I am joined first by Alex Patakis out in Brooklyn. How you doing?
Doing pretty well. How are you?
Pretty well.
Sleeveless again, I see.
Yeah, it gets hot here. I also honestly, like, so I work from home. And I just kind of like didn't get dressed today. I had like one meeting and I did the old Zoom shirt thing, but I'm wearing sweatpants and some socks that need to be changed right now. Really just like embracing work from home life / still trying to like slouch off this terrible Packers game. That's where I'm at.
I don't get dressed most days, I would say. It's pretty scary sometimes that I look at the clock and I see what time it is and I'm like, huh. Oh, shit. I slept in this.
It's 4:38 p.m. Oh, shit.
Yep.
Next up on the fashion block, it's Ben Foldy, also out in New York. Ben, how are you doing?
Doing all right.
Who are you wearing today? Yeah.
Who am I wearing?
Yeah, Hanes. What do we got?
It's actually a Calvin Klein undershirt.
Oh, wow. Met Gala material over here. Look at you. Yeah.
A lot of wise people say you should invest in quality basics.
It's true.
Trying to do that, and I just got to find the ones that fit right, you know.
Yeah, I'm a big they should pay us money. Everlane is a quality basics brand that I like.
Yes, I enjoy that one as well. Not the most flattering on me, but I also just bought like 10 of the same shirt from them. It's like it all really I wore depends. All summer.
I also like, I bought a bunch of basics from them. They worked really well. And then COVID happened and I gained literally like 25 pounds. And then I tried to buy the same thing again. And it was a wake up call, my friends. Oh, exercise bike next on the docket. It's a football show. Unfortunately, there was not a football game last weekend, as far as I can tell. The Packers didn't think so. They didn't show up. Was it 33-3?
38.
38-3.
38-3.
Good grief. Oh, man. As Justice Mosqueda has now said, I believe twice in the feed this week, he's been on two different shows. The game was really like out of hand, but like heading into halftime, essentially, like pretty much at that point, it was just, it's a tough ass to come back from. But I don't know. I watched the whole thing like a fool, like a damn fool.
I did too.
Same.
I mean, I wanted to see Jordan Love. Like that was the only upshot to the game at a certain point.
It's true. I feel bad because I, just before the season, my off the wall prediction was, yeah, we will definitely get to see Jordan Love in some garbage time. And I really thought like week two, they would just be just handling Detroit and he'd come in and get a whole quarter of action. And, sorry guys, I feel like I put bad juju into the world.
I shared that one with you too. We both had to make like crazy predictions, because we didn't have the tarot card reading, and I said that he would play in prime time on Monday night, but damn, I was big wrong. We both were.
Oops.
It's all right.
Yeah. Well, we'll do, now that we're back in the season, we're going to do some note nugs. We'll do some news and haikus, and then, we'll see what happens. We'll get you guys back on your way. Let's start with note nugs. Notable nuggets. Hashtag note nugs. Hashtag branding. Tweet at us at the Unpack Pod after every game with your note nug, your bite-sized takeaway from the game. Does anyone want to volunteer to go first? I can go first. I don't know. I always like, we never sort out the order and then I ask you like you're going to in real time, like, yeah, I'll go first. My note nug. I'm pro player. I've always been pro player. I've been pro Rodgers, I think, more so than I think many people at APC during the whole offseason thing. I'm pro Devontae getting his money. But to have both of them make their respective stinks this offseason, and Devontae kind of still making a stink about wanting to be the highest paid receiver, and then to both basically come out and lay an egg in week one against a well-coached but not necessarily well-staffed defense is not a good look. It's annoying. I guess that's my take. I'm annoyed. I'm just a little annoyed. I don't want to tease it out much further than that, I guess. I felt annoyed.
I mean, can I add on the stink of like personality issues that seems to be spreading?
Pile on the stink, my friend.
Well, so apparently I'm seeing on the Packers Reddit at this very moment that as of 31 minutes ago, there was a post that Za'Darius has taken Packers off of his Instagram bio. And shortly before that, tweeted like a bling captain badge necklace that he says is his new piece. Apparently, rumor has it that he has not taken well to not being voted a team captain. This season could be a genuine shit show. That's my notable nugget. And maybe we're due for it. I mean, considering that the Bucks had pretty good luck and the Brewers look to be pretty good too. It'll be funny to see if the traditional pyramid of Wisconsin sports is reversed. But yeah, I don't know. I don't feel great coming out of that game.
So team captains, is that solely, like your peers voting for that? Like, yes. How does that work?
Because I
feel like
Packers.
We didn't talk about that enough and how he lost his status or whatever you want to call it as the captain when he was very clearly like the guy who rallied this defense for the past, 2 years? I don't know.
He proved he was a captain when he took the weed wrap. I can't remember if it was Rashawn Gary or whoever it was, but like when they got pulled over, do you remember this a couple of years ago?
Oh man.
There was, it's all in video. It's like they got pulled over and he just like tried to take, and I think he did successfully take like this misdemeanor weed wrap for whoever the young rookie was in the car. Anyway, that's real captain behavior, I think. But, I don't know. It's like sorry, you can probably edit all that out. Probably.
I'm keeping it in there. You just come, just screech
to a
halt. I mean,
that is leadership material, man.
No, I mean that sincerely, honestly. I'm like, no, that is like understanding your role in the ecosystem of the team. Yeah. And the lived reality of the off field lives of NFL players. He and Darnell Savage basically should have given the Packers a chance to win that game in one of the only good highlight-worthy plays of the defense.
Yeah, I mean, that was probably the worst call.
It was a very bad call.
Of the weekend.
It probably would not have changed the outcome, but it was a very bad call. it just looked like a true show, to use a technical term.
Yep. Hashtag note nugs. True shit show. Alex, you got a note nug?
Yes, I do. I too am a pro player, typically, and I hate to like call for guys' jobs, but I think you guys know where I'm going with this one. I think 1 week of Kevin King as a starter on this defense is enough, because it's not a knee-jerk reaction when that's the performance you get coming off of the way last season ended, but really last season in general. The guy just like really couldn't stay healthy. It just seems like he's exposed a lot. And I don't know if he's expecting help and doesn't have it. And if that's on a safety, either way, it's a miscommunication. Physically, he looks overmatched against, you know, speedy receivers. And I mean, you drafted a guy early to play him. So maybe play him. Time to get Stokes on the field, I think.
Because, and Stokes got in there for, I believe, just one play, and he made a pass breakup, as far as I remember.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it was weird that we, I don't know, it's weird that we didn't see more of him at all in that game, given also the score and the situation, like what was happening, you know, it's like, anyway, I don't know. I was like, I was I feel like I spent the offseason being like 10 wins over under. That's a joke. But then also last week I said, like, we're due for pain because you're kind of going into the season with a really similar roster and just hoping things keep working. But on the defensive side, yeah, I mean, yeah, fuck. That's
Can I ask?
Time to do something there.
I agree with your point on Kevin King, as I've now consumed enough of this beer that I can shove a lime in there. All right, there we go. do we think that the signing here of Kevin King this offseason, is that the worst and or most annoying Gutekunst move yet? A lot of good moves. Is that the worst one?
You mean beyond pissing off Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
I'm still not convinced that there was anything that Gutekunst could have done differently outside of not drafting quarterback.
I mean, look, I don't.
So I'm going to let him off the hook for that.
I'm being way too aggressive early, but I might think that Joe Barry might be the worst decision that Gutekunst has made so far.
I was Justice Mosqueda earlier this week in the feed. He seemed to, I think, pump the brakes a little bit on let's throw Joe Barry under the bus. Not convinced yet, which I think is fair, and it's helpful when smart people have reasonable takes like that, because I'm with you, Ben. I was halfway through this game, and I'm like, oh, this is the new look defense. I'll see you next year after they fire this guy.
Yeah, this is awful. But his argument, right, is that the D-line was getting their asses handed to him, right?
Yeah.
And is that not his responsibility to not have that happen? Like, I mean... I mean, I guess you guys have both taken the pro player stance. I'm taking the coaching was an issue stance for Sunday's game.
Fair. Where was Heflin, man? Healthy scratch. Get Heflin in there. One of the guys.
I mean, just the fact that they couldn't seem to summon any kind of adjustment emotion or anything.
Just one of those weird games where everyone seems like uninspired.
Oh yeah, totally flat. And you know, I guess in a way, I think some of that is on both players and coaching. I mean, I think there was enough offseason distraction that was probably not helping. But I think that these guys thought that they would just walk in and own the place and perhaps the league, and that was not the case.
Yep. Well, Rodgers said as much in response to a question in his postgame presser.
Yeah, I do think maybe that the real explanation for what happened is that this was the Katrina revenge game, and that the Saints finally got payback for getting stomped 52-58-3 right after Katrina.
Cosmic forces. I buy it.
Yeah. By the way, just circling back on the captain thing, because I just read a couple of Matt LaFleur quotes. So apparently the Packers are one of the teams that issue ballots out to players. I don't know if that's like the final say, but at least 27 players received a vote. 10 players received at least 10 votes. I just can't think of 10 Packers worthy.
Didn't they have seven captains or something? They've got like an obscene amount of captains too.
Yeah, they also do have a heck of a lot of captains, because it's Devontae, Rodgers, Crosby, Amos, Kenny Clark. I'm forgetting the other ones right now off the top of my head. Jair Alexander is one. It's like, it's kind of like, yeah.
Mason? Nuh-uh. Like,
yeah.
Like, come on.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm sure he's a good locker room presence, but like, he's the kicker.
I was reading this piece in SI too, and like one of the subhead things is like about how five of the Packers captains could be like playing their last season for the team. So it truly is like the last dance thing. And you know, not to keep going back to things we've already moved on from, because I know we're against the clock here, Zach. But, you know, the attitude stuff, like if you are going in with this last dance vibe, like let's not be pouty about it. You know what I mean? Like yeah. It is kind of stupid. They look a little like performances will come. They're 10.5 points favorites against the Lions. But like it's just particularly bitter loss when everyone's like, we're gearing up and giving you guys one more year. And then you just give us a complete and total fucking no show on a day that's so you know, highly anticipated by so many. So anyway, I was just mad that something I've been looking forward to for weeks is yep. a total letdown or just yep. being selfish,
big,
grumpy.
Big letdown. Yeah. And with that, I think that's a good point to transition into. Let's get some listener note nugs. Tweet at us at the Unpack Pod on Twitter. After every game, hashtag note nugs with your bite-sized reaction. Ben Saylor says, what? And I say, what in the hell? Hashtag note nugs. I feel that. Glenn tweets in and says, there was a football game. Period. End of tweet. And the jury's out on that, Glenn. We're not sure yet if there was, in fact, a football game. We got our top people working on that. Molly tweets in, this is going to be the annual Aaron Rodgers looks bad game before completely bouncing back, right? Right? I don't know. What do you guys think? is he going to bounce back and just bury the Lions, or are we gearing up for a weird stretch here?
I think he'll bounce back. I mean, I would agree with something that Justice said on the postgame show, and that I wouldn't be that worried about the offense either. I think the defense was the more worrisome thing and just how thoroughly they were beaten. The game was just too weird. I mean, it's just like one of those that started going downhill, and at that point, it's like nothing can save you.
Yep.
You know, it's like you kind of just don't count anything.
Yep.
That happened. That's how I feel.
Not Ryan tweets in with his note nug. Almost like resting all of your starters through the preseason is a bad idea. Hashtag note nugs. And I wanted to tweet that or to list that one out because I respectfully disagree with it. It's not without its merit, I think, especially after that game. But I don't fundamentally agree with that take. I don't know. What do you guys think? Did it matter?
It shouldn't. I'd rather have a shitty week one than a no season of Jordy.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's a great point. We'll go out on an optimistic note. The philosophical soldier tweeting in with his note nug. I would much rather they lose like this now than 10 weeks from now, like every other year, where they lose a random game in such circumstances. Felt like a preseason week four. They do this again next week. Time to be concerned. There's a little reasonable optimism.
Yeah. While it was happening, I kept saying this just feels like the West Coast trip mid-late season that we've gotten the past 2 years from
yeah.
Matt LaFleur Packers team. So maybe they just get that one out of the way now.
Yeah.
Or like the weird like playing the Bills randomly, or like the Alex Smith Kansas.
Was it two years ago? It was the Chargers. What was it last
year? Yep, Chargers.
Oh yeah, the Chargers game. Jeez.
Some kind of stinker. All right, that is it for Note Nugs. And we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, news and haikus.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries, not including...
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on, and there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
We are back, moving swimmingly along with our free Zoom time limit here. They don't put the clock up till there's like 10 minutes left. So I think we got, I'm going to guess 20-ish minutes. Hopefully it doesn't take that long. Anyway, news and haikus. Let's maybe, I don't know. We talked about it a little bit pre-show, but maybe a little bit of out with the bad, in with the good. We rehashed it. This is probably the third or fourth version of wow, that game sucked that a lot of you are hearing at this point in the week. So let's tee up some haikus and maybe go away from that game. Maybe look ahead. Maybe something optimistic. Maybe something philosophical. Maybe just something funny. I don't know. I'll go first, and I won't ask anyone if they want to go first because that's not a thing that works. We're going to go behind the beaded curtain. What's the kind of massage, Ben, that you mentioned the other day on the show?
Tuina.
Tuina.
Yeah, it's the best.
What does that involve?
Pain, usually.
Yeah. Pain is the best, I agree. All right. Speaking of pain, here's my haiku. Hurried, scrambling, crap. Why does it say blacked out? Save me, Jeff Bezos. So we're all out of market at this point. I'm in New Mexico, and it was one of the few markets that was not getting the game on broadcast TV. I think you guys didn't get it either?
No, we had the Giants at the same time slot.
You guys had the Giants, and we had, I believe, oh yeah, the Giants and the Broncos. Yeah, so that's why they're just north of us here. And everywhere else in the country got to watch Packers Saints. And so I had preemptively and begrudgingly given a bunch of billionaires my stupid money for their stupid Sunday ticket streaming platform, which is still owned by a stupid DirecTV who makes you jump through all these hoops. And I got to give them like a fake address so that I can get it. Hopefully they're not listening to this. I think people do that. But all I want to do is give you money to watch the show. And so I log on like an hour before the game just to make sure it's not blacked out for some stupid reason. And it's not. It says it's not on the little menu, not blacked out. Other games are blacked out. That one is not. And then I try to tune in 5 minutes before kickoff and it says blacked out. I later figured out that it was because there was this weird period where I think it was Vikings and Bengals was in overtime. Somehow, I think that messed with broadcast rules for like 4 minutes of time on this earth. And that game became temporarily blacked out. So I panicked, thought it was blacked out, ran into the garage to dig out the antenna, which I thought I didn't need because, you know, everyone has a newfangled TV now. So I had this old antenna, screwed it in to see if I could get it on national TV. I couldn't. And then eventually, just before kickoff, figured out that it was in fact not blacked out and it was on Sunday Ticket. And I am just, why is it so hard to give the NFL money to watch football? They're so good at money otherwise. Why can't you just, my point is sputtering out. I'm just still so frustrated. And the Jeff Bezos tie-in comes in because, Alex, you let me know that I think it's after next season, the DirecTV contract runs out, and it's the only media contract that the NFL has not preemptively renewed. And apparently Amazon is in talks to take over as the sole owner of that property. And I've never been more excited to give Jeff Bezos money because I just feel like it'll be a better experience for me.
Yeah. Yep. I was reading about it and I did a real skim through. I was actually at Whole Foods while I was sending that to you, which is hilarious because I was giving Jeff Bezos money while texting you about how I can't wait to give Jeff Bezos money.
Man. We're all in the web.
We're all in the web. But yeah, soon I thought it was after this season, so I got really excited. But apparently we got one more season of this to go, and I'm out of email addresses. I mean, I've literally used everything possible free trial wise for Sunday Ticket, and I kind of refuse to pay for it for reasons that you stated. But yeah, soon you'll be able to buy your groceries order anything you could possibly think of in the world, and also watch your favorite team wherever in the world you are on the same app, probably. So,
do you need new underwear drop shipped to your house? Do you want to watch Packers Saints? Same company.
On the watching note, so I ended up staying in. I had exchanged texts with Ben about possibly going to a new Packers, but well, not new, but a place we've never been in Queens. Because I think I found out, and I would love for someone to tweet at us, and I know we do have actually a couple of listeners, some who have come to Tom and Jerry's, and let me know if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure that place is permanently closed and fell victim to the pandemic, which was a super bummer, man. A lot of memories there, most of them sad, but...
It says temporarily closed on Google, quick fact.
Does it? Yeah. All right, well, if you call the phone number... It does the doo-doo-doo. The number you are trying to reach is no longer in service or whatever, right. Which has got me a little worried. But hey, hopefully they're coming back. But otherwise, we're going to have to find a new home base there. Mr. Foldy might have to be Dillinger's Pub in Astoria, Queens. And then we could get some good Greek food after, Ben.
Very pro-Greek food. I don't know. Have you read the Yelp reviews for Dillinger's?
I did some skimming on that.
It seems like there's a lot of like special shenanigans. So we might need to buy like some, you know, switcheroos and maybe there won't be room for Greek food.
Hashtag special shenanigans. I love it.
Yeah.
Ben, you wanna read a haiku?
Yeah, although I don't think I understood that it was supposed to be like a happy thing.
No, it doesn't need to be neither. A happy thing. I just talked for 5 minutes about how much I hate DirecTV.
So. Got it. Yeah. I mean, I've already basically said my haiku. Half joking, but not. Utterly painful to watch. Fire Joe Barry? I don't know. I am not convinced that Joe Barry is a meaningful upgrade on Mike Patton. I'm just not. When you tell me, hey, we hired the defensive coordinator from the 2008-2009 Detroit Lions, I say, why?
Yeah.
And I've yet to see any evidence that that is the wrong reaction.
I believe we did a pod shortly after that hire, and there's like a long pause, and you just go, why?
Yeah, I mean, I truly don't get it. I guess I said the same thing, I think, about the offensive coordinator from the Jaguars, whose name I'm blanking on.
Nathaniel Hackett.
What?
Hackett.
Yeah, I think I said the same thing about Hackett. But I don't get it. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
I have nothing to dissuade you. I'm trying to withhold judgment for a little while, but as week one games go, as defensive coordinator debuts go, it couldn't have been much worse. And I believe there were also stats that back that up in terms of for a new defensive coordinator. I think it's the worst debut in team history, the worst debut in the league in, my brain is saying 1978, but somewhere along the line, I heard some stats like that on one of these other football podcasts, but not great, Bob. That's the...
not great.
Not great, Bob.
That's the takeaway. Alex, you got anything to add there, or do you want to read some poetry?
I'll read my haiku, which is just adding, it's very similar. So if you want to hit me with the music, maybe I can make it sound optimistic by sound. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like we need to like talk in like a soothing tone or something when we do this.
Yes. It's
like,
deep
breath. I don't know if I can really do that though. How annoying my voice is. A proven bad coach with mostly the same talent. Should we be surprised? It's basically everything Ben just said.
All right.
You know, this guy, it's like, we're all like, why? Comes in. You didn't upgrade anywhere in particular. You get smoked by a really well-coached offense. It's shocking that we didn't score Like, it's shocking we didn't lose 38-28, yeah. But it's not shocking at all that 38 is what the Saints hung on us.
I'm totally happy to eat these words too. Like, I just want to be clear. Yeah, like, sure. I've got nothing against the guy. I just, like, I don't see anything in his record to indicate that he was ever good at running an NFL defense.
I'm not piling on him, and I do also, again, I'll keep referencing back other shows on this channel. I forget which one. It might have been Postgame again with Tex and Justice. They were in base a lot, so that was cool because they weren't getting beat by alignment, which I think is really frustrating for a coach. But I saw a number of screenshots on Twitter. I think one maybe was from Aaron Nagler of the Packers lining up like fucking 10 yards off the ball with their corners.
Yep.
And you're generating like no pressure. Yep. You know, it was like with a Pettine defense without the pressure.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and that's real fucking trouble.
Yeah. I noticed that too. I'm not a sophisticate, I like to say, but I noticed that and was like, that feels like not what we were told was going to happen.
But like their defensive backs kind of lined up, you know, ready to be physical with our receivers, and it threw the Packers into this like, you know, time warp back in the Mike McCarthy days, like this, when it got stale and there was just nowhere to go with the fucking ball. Like,
yep.
It's not rocket science, man.
Yep.
Like, trust your guys, or they're, you know, they don't trust their guys and they line up off the ball because they have guys like Kevin King who are going to get smoked. But if you're not generating pressure, he's still getting exposed. It's like this fucking, you know, it's a closed circle. It's yep. just like, just going to keep coming back to bite you in the ass. I don't know. You can feel my frustration.
Yep.
Need a get right game. But I mean, honestly, seeing what the Lions and how effectively they moved the ball against the Niners, and they ran on the Niners. Like, I know a lot of it was garbage time points, and that's why the score was like that. But like, they're gonna move the ball on the Packers. So and it is kind of crazy that the Packers are 10.5-point favorites.
I agree
after
with that
showing.
And what I'm preemptively frustrated about is that they're gonna be able to run the ball down the middle on the Packers, and that's going to be Jamal Williams
with a or like throw these little passes, and our linebackers won't cover anyone, and the fucking murderer will be eating up yards.
I guess, I mean, that brings up a question for me: is how
you could cut that out? I see you time marking it. You could totally cut that out.
How badly, alleged murderer? How badly do they have to stomp the Lions for you to feel optimistic about this season?
I think just win. Great question.
I don't think it needs to be a stomp. I agree.
I don't think they need to cover. I just think they need to just make us feel good again. But the Lions are supposed to be a terrible team. Like, yeah. If I were the Niners, I'd be frustrated with the way that went too. I mean, I guess an onside kick. Yeah.
I'm also reminded of this every year that we have an opinion about what our team is going to look like and what other teams are going to look like for the first couple weeks leading up into the season, and then that is all kind of thrown into question and disarray for kind of the first 2-3 weeks of the season.
Yeah. And the Packers are not the only team, by the way, that are like, I mean, like the Bills are supposed to be a Super Bowl contender. They yep. looked lackluster on their home field.
They looked bad. I watched that.
I'm
game
trying to think bad. Of who else was like, a, I mean, the well, the Chiefs came back. Like if the Packers did that, I think we'd all be, you know,
I would feel
like,
better.
The Chiefs look kind of shitty for a little bit too.
I would feel better if I were either a Chiefs or a Browns fan. I thought
something about touchdowns makes you feel a little better.
I can't remember a game that had I can't remember a game that had so few moments to be like, yeah, that actually improved my serotonin, like in the 4 hours that I've committed to this horrible experience.
I don't know that I can think of, other than the play that was then called roughing the passer.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, can you think of one?
No, that was
like, I'm sure if we go back, maybe
Jordan Love.
One,
Jordan Love looked good.
Thing.
Jordan Love looked good, and I was happy about that.
The pass to Amari Rodgers, I guess.
You're that
like,
was
okay,
it.
Maybe a little glimpse of the future.
Rodgers had the one good, well placed throw to Adams that kind of seemed like it was going to break the dam of like futility, and then it didn't.
Break the dam of futility.
Do you remember the one I'm talking about? He's just like, it was like a big looping throw, and it was right, you know, only catchable by Adams. And I can't remember the exact throw,
but only because I've worked hard to erase the entire game from my memory.
Yeah. Well, quickly though, so what would you feel comfortable with, Ben? Like, for, you know, to have you answer your own question. Like, do you think they need to blow out a team.
I would like to see them blow out the team.
Worse in the league.
Yeah, I would like to. I would like to see them just have no mercy and really prove that they have a killer instinct and an instinct at all.
We'd all like that.
Yeah, but I mean, like, look, if they're in tight against the Lions and they pull it out, I don't feel great. I don't think that this season is going to go well, or I don't feel more like it's going to go well if that's the outcome. I mean, I think the Saints have a legitimate claim to being a pretty decent, probably underrated team. You know, if the Packers are really a Super Bowl contender, they should be stomping the Lions.
Yeah. I don't love that the Saints were pretty shorthanded and beat the Packers that way, but whatever. Yeah. It's one game. But at least, you know, if I wish I would have remembered that we were supposed to go kind of lighthearted for the haikus, because we could have done a lot of haikus about every other team in the division, probably.
Yeah, there it is. So that's the takeaway. That's the positive note that we can end on as the clock now goes under 4 minutes here on our free
Zoom.
Yeah,
we might be the NFC East.
We are tied for the division lead, baby. Packers by a nose. Let's do this. Also, a silver lining. I'm joking about all the teams losing, but everyone else looked. They didn't just lose. They all looked pretty bad and pretty vulnerable. I still don't feel. Maybe this will change after next week. I still don't feel worried about the division, personally.
No, but that's. I mean,
that doesn't mean it's a great football team.
I mean, it could be the season that they went 8-7-1 and you know made the playoffs on behalf of the NFC North. It would just be remarkable to see that happen without an injury to Rodgers. I guess if I think logically, I'm like, there's no way Rodgers is going to play that bad, but he really has. I mean, other than his own competitive fire, he has no real incentive to play better. Like, he got paid.
He's tanking.
He got paid. He can get out of the Green Bay. Yeah, I don't know. It's just a mess.
It's a mess. I was trying to end on a positive note.
Sorry.
Alex, do you have anything positive to say?
You won't have to go to the DirecTV Sunday Ticket app to watch the game.
Oh, I don't have cable, so I might still have to do that.
Shit.
I still have to figure out if I can watch it or not.
ESPN app, which is... maybe better.
Oh, I think actually I have like we can all do this. I've got a friend of a friend who will let me borrow a cable login. So maybe I can certainly
let you have one as well. I don't want you to have to go searching for
an
antenna in 2021 or whatever.
Actually, this weekend sent me searching for a new one on Amazon. You're welcome, Jeff Bezos. A new fancy antenna for my TV. I'm just going to hit the polka, guys, before something else negative happens. Really quickly, I wanted to give a shout out. The Unpack Pod Listener Pick'em League is underway, and the early front runners are Kelvin Starn, Nicholas Price, Ryan Ziegler or Zeigler. I interact with you on Twitter. Please correct me if I'm wrong. Sean Wagner and Ben Saylor. That is your top five. The game never happened. The season starts next week. Let's just shower it off, rinse it off, and we'll start from scratch because everyone else in the division lost. So, like I said, tied for the division lead currently, your Green Bay Packers. We are on Twitter at the Unpack Pod for memes and news about the show, or if you want to interact with us, also on Instagram again at the Unpack Pod for literally no reason. Maybe I'll post a screenshot from this show on there as well. Our Patreon has been updated. We are now patreon.com/theunpackpod, and we appreciate everyone who is donating there. And that's it, man. No more football takes. Let's just move on. We're on to Detroit. I was texting with Justice during the game, second quarter, and he was like, we're on to Detroit. He was over it. All right, guys. That's it. Let's go, Pack, go.